Good morning, Mr. President. Thank you for convening this meeting. On behalf of my delegation, I congratulate you on assuming the second presidency of this conference and assure you of our full cooperation. We also welcome very warmly the ambassador of Egypt. Mr. President, we appreciate the opportunity to share views on options to take forward the draft proposal presented by Belgium last week. Let me briefly recap the approach and its rationale vis-a-vis the current CD session, both in the plenary meeting as well as bilaterally that we did so far this year. Mr. President, as you would recall, many member states continue to stress the importance of a comprehensive and balanced work of the CD. We know that through our collective efforts, we have moved in the right direction, even if we are yet to fully realize it. My delegation has also continued to underscore the need to address the root causes of the malaise that afflicts the CD, especially the negative external developments. On our part, my delegation has demonstrated maximum flexibility and engaged constructively with the CD president and other delegations. Even though the draft proposals presented last Wednesday and Friday did not fully meet our expectations, we were ready to join consensus on both occasions and are prepared to support them even now. Mr. President, we are mindful that the proposal in its current form remains imperfect. It does not, as I said, fully meet the expectations of members of the conference. However, it has the potential to put the CD back to substantive work. It also probably remains the best that is possible under the circumstances. Mr. President, while we may all have our views and priorities on different parts of the current proposal, it is very clear that there is no agreement on some of the priorities that delegations have advanced. We have expressed our reservations on the language of OP3 previously and have demonstrated maximum flexibility to go along with the proposal as it was formulated. As we have stated before, further tinkering of OP3 will likely further accentuate the divisions rather than bringing us closer to an agreement. We have exercised restraint and have not proposed a new or additional language in operative paragraphs. We are aware of the existing complexities and do not wish to complicate the matters further. Mr. President, it is essential that our approach remains anchored in realism, takes full account of the externalities, and is centered on a comprehensive and balanced mandate for all agenda items of the conference. It is important for the CD not to regress, but to move forward. It is also imperative to address the legitimate concerns of all delegations, especially with regard to their national security concerns. Let me again assure you of my delegation's support. We will engage constructively and in line with the parameters I have outlined above. I thank you, Mr. President.